السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 7th of December, and the 5th of Jumadul Akhira, 1446. Ya Rabbi, laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحبه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and afawud, afiyat and good health. And inshallah, الذيذ, may the ummah benefit from the beautiful advices and nasiha given every morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. And ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Junaid Mota and then Dawood Mota and Mustam KZ. Thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter number 14, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, verses 47 to 50. Now the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, the verdict has been passed that now they will be in Jahannam and the hellfire. This is Adlam min Allahi Azza wa Jalla, the justice system of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what will they be saying to one another there in Jahannam and the hellfire? Chapter 40, verse number 47. وَإِذْ يَتَحَاجُّونَ فِي النَّارِ, and when they'll be disputing, arguing, quarreling with one another right inside Jahannam and the hellfire. فَيَقُولُ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا and the weak ones, the followers, will address those who are the proud, arrogant, haughty ones, the leaders. Inna kunna lakum taba'a, that we were following you, you were our leaders, and now see we all landed up in Jahannam and Hellfire. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نَصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ So what? Can you not avert for us? Can you not help us? أَنَّا to help us نَصِيبًا for a portion مِنَ النَّارِ of this fire, that it must be diverted and we are now in some form of relief. The pain here is so much and now we are suffering here. So you, our leaders, do something. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, yet in another place in the noble Quran, and therefore we need to be very careful who we are following. Are we following the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars, or are we following the scholars for dollars? Are we following the false leaders? Are we following the quacks or the right people? So chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, and verses 67-68. فَقَالُوا, the followers will say, on Day of Justice. Chapter 33, verses 67-68. فَقَالُوا, they will say the followers, رَبَّنَا يَا رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا, indeed, we were obedient to our leaders and our elders. فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, and they led us astray. They themselves were corrupted, and we were so naive and simple, and we just followed them, and they led us astray. Now the followers are praying, رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ, the followers will beg, petition, beseech Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, O Allah, these leaders of ours, Ya Allah, you punish them twice the amount. One, dhullu, they were astray. And adhullu, they led others astray. Punish them twice, Ya Allah. وَلَعَنُهُمْ لَعَنًا كَبِيرًا, and O Allah, curse them, the biggest and greatest curses. But alas, all of them will be in Jahannam. So therefore, these are big, big lessons. In Islam, there's no sheep mentality. In Islam, there's no follow the Pied Piper. We must see where are the dalail, where are the evidence, who is on the right, who is on the truth, who is on the batil and falsehood. We don't have to curry favor with people and politicians or just follow anybody because my cousin or my family will feel bad and so forth. So in Islam, all these type of things will not be acceptable on the Day of Justice. So now they will tell them that we're feeling so much pain, so decrease the punishment. See, قال الذين استكبروا, now the leaders who are proud, arrogant and haughty will respond and say, إِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا, all of us indeed, we are in the same flight, in the same boat, all of us in Jahannam. إِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَ حَكَمَ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ, verily Almighty Allah has definitely surely passed the judgment, finished, final judgment has been passed. Bain al-ibad, between the servants and amongst the servants, and what can we do? That we also in Jahannam and in the hellfire. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, minimum thrice a day, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for Jannat al-Firdaws. Then tomorrow on the Day of Justice, on the Day of Qiyamah, Jannat itself will intercede for me and you and say, Ya Allah, even I want this Abdullah, I want this Abdullah, this male, female slave of Allah to enter Jannah. And say, minimum thrice a day, Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Jahannam and the hellfire. Jahannam and the hellfire will also say, he or she does not want us, and we don't want it, remember. We want direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. So that is the minimum we should be doing. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ, now all these people in Jahannam, in the hellfire, will appeal, will beg, لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ to the keeper of the hellfire. What is the keeper's name? Ya Malik. In the Quran Sharif is mentioned, they will ask Malik, say, please, man, do something for us and so forth. So they will ask the angel, the keeper of Jahannam, and his name is Malik. So لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ to the keeper of the door, to the person there, the angel there in Jahannam, the hellfire. So the angel, they'll tell him, the keeper of Jahannam, the hellfire. جَهَنَّمَ ادْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. So they will beg Malik the angel, the keeper of the hellfire, that you call your Rabb, your sustainer, and Narisha, يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ, that give us some concession, decrease the punishment for a portion of the day, for so few minutes, few hours at least. We are in too much pain, too much worry and sorry and so forth, and pain and suffering and so forth. So they'll appeal to the keeper. Follow. So the keepers of Jahannam and their leader Malik will say, أَوَلَمْ تَكُتَاتِيكُمْ رُسُولُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. What? Did the messengers not come to you with clear, clear signs, clear, clear miracles, with divine books and scriptures? Follow. Bala. Now they're already in Jahannam and dispatched to the hellfire. So they from Jahannam and the hellfire, they will say, why not? The angels were there, the people were there, the prophets were there, everything was there. But our arrogance, our pride became the impediment and obstacle. And we did not accept the truth and embrace the truth. Qalu bala, hence they will say, why not? Qalu du'u. So then they will say, that is, the keeper of Jahannam and the hellfire will tell them, you continue begging Almighty Allah. You continue asking Allah. But Allah's answer is, وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. In the year after, the dua and supplication of the non-Muslim means nothing except a slayness and disaster and calamity and catastrophe for them, and it will not help them in the least. It's the easy example that will resonate with people today. The referee blew the whistle, final whistle, and then you go score the goals. So what does that mean? Nothing. So similarly, yeah, they will be prepared to do everything which Almighty Allah commanded them to do, but they rejected it and they were too proud to embrace the truth. And now they have to face the consequences. The punishment is to suit the crime, and this is the punishment. Everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us from the fire and Jahannam. Allahumma ahfadun amin. May Almighty Allah protect us min kulli su' wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil and disaster. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 5th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. Today is day number 428 of the Gaza genocide. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Two jutlas dispatched to hell, getting roasted and toasted there in hell. Alhamdulillah. Say Allahu Akbar Kabira. Almighty Allah decimate, dismantle the entire apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. Look at Trump trumpeting away. You know his son-in-law, Kushner. So that Kushner's father, he was guilty of tax evasion and so forth and so on when Trump was the president. And he was found guilty also, but Trump pardoned him in the ending of his presidency. So like how now Biden, the Harami, Joe Genocide, Sleepy Joe, pardoned his son Hunter, who was hunting for drugs and prostitutes the whole time. So now this Kushner's father, Junior, that Kushner Senior, let's call him. So Trump appoints him, Kushner Senior, as the ambassador of France, of America to France. That is how they work, these Harabis. The more corrupted you are, they will then elevate your so-called rank and status. But that stain will always remain. Australia, a synagogue attacked. This will happen to us because you are murdering, killing babies, children, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide unfolding. The first time in the history of humanity, the people against whom the genocide is being perpetrated, they are sending out the videos, they are sending out the 100% evidence. This is what Israel, American arms, European arms, British arms, Indian help, and all these enemies of Islam and Muslims and humanity are perpetrating. And remember the Arab regime, some of them financing all this. So all of them will pay a price sooner, inshallah, rather than later. So Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, this is what the Haaretz newspaper says, will take more and more revenge before his trial. His trial is starting on the 10th of December, so that will be Tuesday. So he wants to take more revenge from the Palestinians, more revenge from his own people. He is not interested in the hostages and so forth. He just wants to remain in power. He is drunk and intoxicated with power. He does not worry and be concerned about any international law and treaty and so forth. Modi, that is what Quran taught us, chapter 5, verse number 82. The last verse of the 6 Jews, 6 Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus, especially nowadays, with the Hindutva and what they are treating and how they are treating the Muslims there in Palestine and occupied Palestine and Israel, and how they are treating the Muslims there in India. I just told you now about what Netanyahu wants to do. So see, Modi, he is also another enemy of Islam and Muslims. So $14 billion endowment. Now people left, you know, they said this land is for the mosque and madrasa, Islamic religious school, and this is for the orphans and so forth. So that we call waqf, and that is what we call endowment. So now this right-wing terrorist, extremist government of India is eyeing that. Maybe they can expropriate this and steal it and occupy it and so forth. So remember, they also going to pay a very, very heavy price. She was a young lady, and she was prepared to the front, you know, and the center news and so forth, and the headlines because of her stance on climate change and so forth. Her name, Greta Thunberg or Thunberg, whatever. So now she says that Gaza has shown the world the true colors of the West and the people and politicians. Because they are not the right skin color, they're not the whiteies like you. Their religion is different compared to you. And now you have legalized and you have said that this is acceptable. To murder the baby, kill the children, and to torture them in the jails. And remember, again, a Palestinian was killed in a detention of the Israelis. Every war crime has been perpetrated. Everything which has been there for international law, they violated. And yet they will tell you the Jutlas, the Haramis, the scum of this earth, the cursed nation who murdered prophets and messengers, they will tell you that they are justified in doing this. Hence our stance is very clear. One scepter, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So remember, London is falling in rank and status there in England and UK. London is declining as being the financial center of the world. So everything will fall apart very soon, inshallah. Elon Musk, born in South Africa, made enough millions, he and his father, during the apartheid regime here and apartheid in South Africa. Then he's now in America and going to be a minister and so forth for the Trump regime. Elon Musk spent $260 million on Trump. So I'm asking you, all this money he spent, they will tell you it's campaigning. What will we say? It is bribery. and bribery during elections is worse. So now America will tell you, no, it's acceptable. So that is how they manipulate the results and win the elections, you must remember. One person spent $260 million and so that Trump must win the election against Kamala. 280,000 people displaced currently in Syria. So as I speak to you, the number must have exceeded 300,000. Because you must remember the Mujahideen, the Western media, and then called them the rebel forces. They took over, remember, Halab, Aleppo, the second biggest city there in Syria after Damascus, and most important, then they took over Hama, and now they're going further and further, and Damascus is in their sight as well, and 1.5 million people need food, and they're on the verge of starvation there as well, because now they, the Syrian government, Pakka Kufar, non-Muslims, Bashar Assad, Pakka Kafir Shia, and then Hezbollah, Iran, Russia, Putin must be condemned as well, remember that. Then now they started the aerial bombardment against the Sunnis and so forth. In Israel, the haramis, they make the Palestinians suffer. The kids and the children are waiting, waiting, and they have the greatest amount, remember, of children killed in Gaza compared to the past 5 years in the whole world put together. They have the greatest amount of amputees, those who have lost their limbs and so forth. So some children are in desperate need of medical treatment and they have to wait for months and months and months for Israeli permission before they can go to this country or that country for treatment and hospitalization. So that is what Israel does. It's a test nation. So Jeddah inviting MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, inviting various actors and actresses from various countries, that we have a new location here for our film industry, and in Jeddah, Jeddah will become one of the new hubs for film and industry. So to destroy Islam, to destroy the Muslims, you can't carry a Palestinian flag there in Saudi Arabia. One South African tourist was there in Makkah, and he saw how the police and the soldiers handled the one lady and took away the flag and so forth, which she was wearing on her scarf and so forth. You know, the ladies have the mini flag, and then they make it part of their scarf and hijab and so forth. So that also is not acceptable, palatable to them. So therefore, our fatwa and ruling is ka'in and mankan. We don't carry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. MBS is pakka murtad bin shaitan. And whoever agrees with him and you believe exactly like him, then you also murtad and you're out of the fold of Islam. Remember that. So now what they are doing, they're intimidating the people and so forth. And promoting Rukya to Ishreen wa Salatheen. They're promoting 2030 right in the Haramain Sharifain in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. So this is what they want to do, to kharib Islam, to destroy Islam. Over 100,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed, or they are unknown where they are, they ran away and so forth. Russia invasion from Russia with love to Ukraine. So remember that that is day number 1017. 1,017 days, Putin is giving them a good hiding. Yeah, we support Putin. Anybody who causes harm to America and Israel and Europe and so forth, we will support you. You can be the biggest harami also like Putin, and we will support you on that story. Imran Khan, from his jail, he's warning the Pakistani politicians, people ask, what is wrong with Pakistan? We say, ek kursi hai aur sharif do hai. So remember, there's only one prime minister, but there are two sharif. Nawaz Sharif and Shahbaz Sharif. So they all want to be prime ministers, and they got the backing of the army. So he, Imran, they know they can corrupt him and so forth. And America and all of them tried, and he told them, you fly a kite and go to hell. Hence, they made sure there was a vote of no confidence, and he lies in jail. So Imran Khan has warned the people and the ruling parties and the army, there will be civil disobedience day in Pakistan, and then there will be bigger problems for you. So Salatul Istisqa, Salatul Rain, will be performed today, Saturday, in the UAE, in major cities and most places. Yesterday, my brother Adil Qaji, Hafiz Adil Qaji, sent me a message last night late. I saw it, and he said, today in Newcastle, NN Newcastle, Natal, where I was for 20 years, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today they will be reading Salatul Istisqa today as well, because acute shortage of rain and water. Everyone, we all are guilty of vices and sins. Then read abundant istighfar and give out charity and ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness, each one of us. And read chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Ask, Allah commands you, ask Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, your sustainer, nourisher, for forgiveness. And innahu kana ghaffara, he is ghaffar of forgiving. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara, he will send for you beneficial rain. Wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa baneen, he will bless you with good wealth and good heart, everything will come in. Wa baneen, and inshallah, pious, good children, the coolness of the eyes. For these are the worldly benefits. Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara. And Allah will grant you the gardens of paradise and the streams and the rivers there in paradise in Jannah al-Firdaws. Chapter 71, Surah Nuh, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Read istighfar abundantly. And TikTok. You see, me, I don't know much about these things here. So most probably will be banned in the U.S. They say this is made in China. You see that? So somebody told me, you see, Cape Town is the mother city. So they call it mother city. Why? Because there are a lot of tanda masas there. People, they are slow coach. Slowly, slowly things happen there. Then you see things after 9 months happening. Like, you know what I mean? So here also, slowly, slowly, they want to get rid of America, of TikTok. That could hardly happen and so forth. Because it's always ways and means to get the alternatives. You know how social media and all this works. South African news, Chanus Alus. You remember him? So remember before our first democratic elections in April 27, 1994, Sultanus Valus murdered and killed Chris Hani, and South Africa was on the verge of a civil war. Allah alone protected us. So he has been deported, he left South Africa and has gone to his motherland, Poland. So we say good riddance to him. South African passengers, SAA passengers, they are stranded there at O.R. Tambo at Tambo Airport because the pilots are on strike. Can you believe that? You go there, you have to catch a local flight, you have to catch an overseas flight, and now the pilots say, no, we're not flying the planes because we need the wages and the perks and that. In December, Nohal on top of it. 23 million fraud and so forth. He says not guilty. So his legal team is trying to get this whole matter struck off the road, and he doesn't have to appear in court because they get so disgraced and humiliated. Zella, the Jutli of the DA, she said, I really underestimated Zuma and the MK. I never thought or dreamt that they will win so many seats and so forth. So Zuma is a man for all seasons, you know. So today our programs, mashallah, 7 to 9 will be on Khalid, inshallah. Then remember, in the evening, 6 to 8 and so forth, will be Brother Suleiman Esop with Nakirat. And Mona Lusa Musa Lahir will be on 2:30 to 3 with his message and so forth. Programs, inshallah, just now we'll be going to 5 to 5 in Jamaat there. And after Fajr Salat, then we have Nasiha and advices till Ishraq time and then come back. Tomorrow, inshallah, morning, there's no program, it's Sunday. So, but we will be going to Masjid Islamia, and then Mawlana Musaji is, and after that, we'll be giving some advices. So, that is the program. And then today, at around 6 o'clock, I'll be there at Qasimul Uloom. So, mashallah, to give advices to the students and the ulama and so forth. And tonight after Maghrib, I think the place is called Bayview. So mashallah, that a Bayview or Babel or whatever. So anyway, that will be our last lecture for this tour, inshallah. And tomorrow, 9:30, 10 o'clock, is the graduation, Jalsa of Qasim al-Uloom. And the special guest is Mufti Ibrahim Salehi of Spingo Beach. So make dua for Qasim al-Uloom. And I send to you all the account details. A very, very worthy course. So inshallah, you can send your lilla, your zakat, sadaqah, whatever you want to them. Allah Jalla wa'ala kabul for mine. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept it. See, Mawasaleem, we have over 25 minutes, inshallah. So let's fire up.